Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Candid, a podcast by Swatch and AMDA. I'm your host, Grace Brown, and as always, I'm so happy you're here. What's up, you guys? I'm so excited to be back on the podcast, and this week I'm actually doing a solo episode, which I love to do, you know, because I just feel like it's us talking. Obviously, you're not talking back, but it's kind of nice to do a solo episode. I hope you guys enjoyed last week's with Amanda. That was probably one of my most fun ones to record. And it was so funny because during the podcast, we realized how much we really do have in common. So that was a lot of fun. I just got back from Miami on Sunday and I got back and everything. And I ended up actually having a really productive Sunday. I went on a walk, unpacked, got homework done. Because I'm kind of having a weird week. I have like 3 tests tomorrow because I'm recording this on Wednesday. So I have 3 tests on Thursday, a ton of projects due. You get the whole gif of it. But Miami was so much fun. I had the best time and I'm so happy that I went because I just feel so much closer to my brother's fiance now. And it was so fun to hang out with her in an environment where we weren't around parents or my brother, so we both could kind of, not that I don't let loose around my parents or family or anything, but you know, I could really just be like crazy. You get my point. But I was thinking how badly I'm gonna need her whenever I go on my bachelorette trip, which is not soon, guys. I don't even have a boyfriend. I'm just an overthinker and a very fast forward planner. Anyway, I'm trying to think of what else has happened this week. I had one of my most favorite TikToks I've ever posted taken down for minor safety because I mentioned in the video how I skipped class in high school because I was insecure in school. And TikTok did not like that, and that is okay. It kind of forced me to reflect, I guess you could say. And what I mean by that is basically I have been doing pretty good on TikTok, like 10K views at least on every video for the past 2 weeks, and I already put a lot of pressure on myself. I work every single day. Like, I fill my day up, and that's not the best for my mental health, obviously, but I was just putting a lot of pressure on myself for my videos to do well. And when this got taken down, I was defeated. I was so sad, because whenever you post stuff like that, you're putting like your worth into this video and how this video does. And the video was doing so well. I think it had 12,000 views in an hour. But in the comments were just so nice. But TikTok did not like it. I will try and repost maybe next week. But right now, I'm just kind of trying to lay low on TikTok. I'm obviously still posting a few times a day. But nothing with anything that's too emotional. So I also wanted to remind you guys, if you're listening and go to Auburn, we have the fashion event on April 22nd. I'm really looking forward to it. I just bought my outfit. It comes in the mail this week, and I'm so excited. Please buy your tickets. I know you can buy them through the AMDA Instagram. I think they have the link in their bio. And if you're not, definitely tune in live. I'm pretty sure it will be streamed live, which will be awesome. I'm going home this weekend for Easter, and I'm excited because I really love Easter. It's one of my favorite holidays. I just love spring, and I'm super excited to be with my parents, even though I'm with them kind of a lot this semester just because we've had so many things going on with family events and being at the same events together and whatnot. Not to be emotional by any means, but this is going to be a hard Easter for my family, and I'm just excited to be able to spend this time with my mom. It's our first Easter without my grandma G. She was the embodiment of Easter, and it was one of her favorite holidays, and of course the first holiday is always very hard without a loved one. Just to kind of give you guys an outline of the next few weeks, next week I'm hoping to have my mom on the podcast. That's kind of a surprise. And then the week after that is actually my last week, and I'm going to be introducing the new podcast host. I'm really excited for that. Natalie did a great job picking out who should be the next person on it and the next host, and her name is Frances. I'm ecstatic for it. It should be a great time. But guys, senior year is wrapping up, and that is why I'm sure, as you've read, the podcast title is wrapping up senior year and advice for everybody who's about to be in their senior year next year. That's why on today's podcast, I am going to be talking about my senior year and giving tips for everybody who is going into senior year, just like I said. So I wrote down 5 tips and I'm just gonna dive right in. I always say that, but I'm diving right in. Okay, for my first tip, I'm gonna sound like your mom, but you need to excuse me because I do have reasoning for all of my tips, okay? The first one is go to class. And why I recommend this so much is because I didn't really start enjoying class and going to class until my junior year, and I regret not going sooner. And I mean like go to class and get involved in class. So I always talk about it. My junior year is where I really started to get involved with AMDA and Swatch. Obviously, it's led me to this podcast. And if you're listening and you don't know what AMDA is, it's the Apparel Merchandising Design Association at Auburn. And it's so much fun. We have the fashion event, the magazine, obviously. And I've been able to do so many things through all of this. And it's been so much fun. It's what's taken my college experience to the next level, because I feel like I have a whole different group of friends, also a whole different group of connections, and it's so fun to bounce off each other with ideas and creativity. I truly feel like I thrive when I'm like with this individual group, because we're all so alike. And you know, it's not sustainable to have that in your life 24/7, because then you're just constantly bouncing off each other and there's just way too much going on. But I think that for major's sake, it's really great to surround your people. And that's why I say like go to class, because the more involved you get, the more enjoyable the experience is. Kind of a boring first point, I realize, but I feel like I had to include that just because it's kind of changed my whole college aspect. Or I guess that's not really the right terminology, but it's changed my whole look on my college experience. Like if I ever needed to get out of the house, I know I could rely on my AMDA friends to build off of me and give me like good energy for things I have. And they also just understand me and we like struggle with the same things. It's great. Get involved and go to class. My second point kind of goes along with this point, my second point definitely goes along with my first point, but I promise you guys, I'm going to explain why. I'm going to tell my little story with this. But I was not close with any of my professors. I had Dr. B for like 2 classes junior year. We were not close at all, and I think that was because of COVID and because I was a little demon who liked to skip class, which I obviously regret. But yeah, me and Dr. B only knew each other through like Zoom or email. And then senior year, my first day of class, I've kind of talked about this a little. I was on my way to class. It was 7:37 in the morning. I need to look at the text, but it was 7:37 in the morning. Ooh, I'm trying not to cry about this because it is a serious story, but it has a good ending. Okay, I have collected myself. This happened to me when I was telling this story the other day at the gym too, to this lady that I used to babysit for. I literally just started crying in the middle of the gym. But anyway, not to get off track. I'm walking to class, 7:37, first day of class, and I get a text from one of my neighbors, and she goes, "Is everything okay? There's 2 ambulances at your house." My heart immediately drops because I'm back at school. I'm not home. This was the first day of class, so I believe that my neighbor just thought I was still at home. And I would go on later that day. I went to my 8 a.m. because that was when I had Dr. B, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or maybe just Monday, Wednesday. And I go in my 8 a.m. I'm kind of freaking out. I'm texting my friends like, you know, what if something happened to my mom or dad and whatnot. And Dr. B notices that I'm freaking out, and she's just the best. She's literally like a mother figure. But she totally distracts me in a good way and gets me involved with the class. I email her later that day and tell her what happened, because if you don't know, my dad had a massive heart attack which is something you don't ever want to take on immediately your senior year of college, especially the first day or any time in life. But it was just terrible timing. Obviously, no timing would be perfect for that. But she took me under, really made sure I had somebody to talk to, made sure I was seeking professional help as well for anything I needed. But it was really difficult for me to talk to my mom during that time because she was so busy replying to everybody, texting her about it, but also trying to take care of my dad. And Dr. B was there for all of it. And I also could say that about a few other teachers that I have, like Dr. Satichar. He's great also and was so forgiving of my missed absences. But basically what my second point is that you need to form bonds with your teacher. Even though my bond was formed through something traumatic, I still wish that I had gone back in time to my junior year and gotten a lot closer to my teachers. And one of the main reasons is because I feel like there's just room for more grace in situations. And it's continued on. I don't have Dr. B this semester, but I do have Dr. Satichar, and he has noticed and even said something. He's like, you've been a completely different character this semester just because of how happy of a time you're having. And also he's been so forgiving, and it's made class more enjoyable. It's more enjoyable going up to a class, showing up, you know, and you have a bond with a teacher because you look forward to it and you look forward to seeing them that day. It's like having a friend, but on a professional level. Some people might be like, well, how do I even get close to my teacher? Go up to them after class and just be like, how's your week been? Or talk to them about the class. And some may call me a teacher's pet. I don't care. You could also do things like bring them a cup of coffee or bring them breakfast one morning or a donut. Dr. B brought donuts to class every Friday, and I swear it made my entire life. She was also really supportive of my projects and is really supportive of the podcast and TikTok too. Dr. B, if you're listening to this, you know how much I love you, and I will miss you so much I could make an entire podcast dedicated to you. But I'm going to move to my next point. Point number 3 is don't say no. And I could break this down for 4 hours and tell you why you should not say no. But this is why. You need to go out and enjoy the weird stuff. Go out to the last thing that your school throws that might be viewed as weird. Like whether it's the movie night or ice skating. I went to that this year at Auburn and it was just hilarious. But just say no even to the stuff that seems weird, because regardless, you're going to have a fun experience, especially if you're doing it with your friends. Go out on adventure. Explore. Like me and my friends walked around Chewakala. I don't even know if I say it right. The other day, because we were like, why not? Like, we're never going to have this much free time again. And as sad as that sounds, it's like I'm not also going to be here after school, and I don't think any of my friends are as well. But it's, you know, this is your time to go out and just do weird things like adventure and all the stuff that's considered weird or not cool. Just do it. Who gives a crap? You're a senior. At this point, I'm like, if people view me as weird, I'm either not going to see them again or I just really don't care. You also want to, you know, say yes to everything with your friends, like whether it's going out to dinner, even though you have a huge test the next day. Just make sure you put time aside to study, because these dinners are what you're going to talk about. You're not going to talk about the test that you failed or passed, you know? But if grades are really important to you, I understand that it can be stressful. It's just one of those things where you have to allocate time for everything. That's a huge part of senior year, is time management. My day today is like back to back to back. I wanted to cancel my lunch plans today for so long, but I just need to make the time for it. If I don't get one other thing done today, I'll live. But I feel like the most fun I've had this year is kind of the sporadic things that we've done. We went to lunch at Hamilton's this one random Friday, and it kind of just set the whole weekend up for the best weekend ever. It's been one of my favorite weekends in Auburn. And it's all because we just randomly decided to text in the group and be like, hey guys, let's go to lunch. And we all did. Also, it was at Hamilton's. And if you know me, you know that that is my favorite place to eat. We're kind of moving fast, but I just feel like these are easy to whip through because I've experienced them. But tip number 4 is get excited for what's next. I feel like a lot of people tend to be like, college is the best 4 years of your life. And let me just break it down for you. It's not. Shocker. Surprise, everybody. It's not the best 4 years. I kind of talked about this on my Instagram, Styled by GB. I'm a shameless plug, but gotta do what you gotta do. But once you kind of figure out your life, it shouldn't be like college is the best time of your life. I hate the real world. Okay, like I hate when people say that. They're just not content with themselves. Like every year that you live should be the best year of your life, if that makes sense. Like I want 23 to be the best year of my life, but I also want 22. It's all future based, and none of it really matters right now. You need to be taking it day by day and having gratitude for every single day. That's the only way to be present. I don't think that college is the best 4 years of your life, is what I'm saying. People say that because it's the most time that they have to be free. And what I mean by that is they are not tied down to a job, they're not tied down to a relationship, whatever you think it may be. But that is the only reason that people say that. And I think that people have this idea in their head where they think, okay, well, when I graduate college, I immediately have to mature, which you should already kind of be maturing in college. I know I went through a huge maturity thing junior year. It changed my life. But I don't think that you should be putting all this pressure on yourself to have this phenomenal year. It's gonna happen. I think people think way too much into it and also think that as soon as they graduate college, they are throwing their life away because they're starting their corporate job. Newsflash. Life is extremely fun after college because you're spending your own money and doing what you love and blah, blah, blah. The list could go on for years and years and years. The next time someone looks you in the eyes and says, "Live it up," you know, because this is your last time ever having fun in your life. No, it's not. Think of everything that comes after college. There are so many things to look forward to. I'm gonna list a few just to give you guys some hope or some advice because I think that people get so stressed out about that whole phrase. The first thing that you can get excited for after college is making new friends. Guys, this is huge. I know it's hard to make friends. I think that's a huge struggle of freshman year, especially for me. My freshman year of college was difficult to make friends, but you get to have these great friends, and so many of them can come from work or whatnot. And the one thing that you guys will all be able to share that you probably weren't able to share with a lot of your college friends was that you're living in the same city now. And I know that in college you do, but that's because of college. And you're in the same city because of college. Whenever you graduate, you're in the same city as somebody or your friends, because you guys equally like it. It's not because you're doing the same profession or whatnot. So they're going to see sides of it that you don't, and vice versa. And that will just open so many doors for you. The next thing is you're going to have a lot of time to focus on yourself, which is huge for me. I think that's incredible. And it makes me excited for college, I mean, post-college life. Another thing I'm really excited for regarding post-college life is finally finding out what it is I love, like what profession I love, and nobody talks about that. Your whole life is based around what you do as a profession, many times in school. You go to school for your profession, you think about it constantly. And I feel like we put a lot of our self-worth in it. And if we can get a job by this time and this time, and that's a whole different subject. I have a podcast on that with Hannah Hill if you want to go listen. But what I'm saying is, you finally get to figure out what you actually love. And that is just going to be so much fun in itself. Who wouldn't be excited for that? I am probably one of the most emotional people, and I am not emotional right now saying any of this stuff or talking about my time reflecting on college. And I think it's because I've created this list in my head thinking about what I have to be excited for after college. And of course, I'm going to miss my friends, but it's also an excuse for my friends to come visit me. And me to visit them. And through that, you experience different things and meet new people. I want to wrap up this point, this tip, but basically, don't be fearful of what comes after college. Every year should be the best year of your life. Okay, guys, the last tip tip number 5 is create a bucket list. Me and my friends just did this, so we have not done it all year, but I cannot imagine how fun it would be to have had one all year. I highly, highly recommend it. Create a bucket list with your friend group and make sure you get it done. It can be silly things, it can be extravagant things, especially if you're planning in advance. Like if you're doing this in August, make sure to put traveling plans on there and all different kind of things. It really does not matter, just as long as you have this bucket list, put it into place, because it's just going to be a whole new level of bonding and last and first and whatnot. I'm excited to do ours. I just sent a text in our group message because I just came up with this idea, and I was like, send me what you want for this and we'll do it. And I'm excited for it. I'll let you guys know how that goes. I'm probably going to post something about it on TikTok. This episode is kind of short and sweet today, but I wanted to give peace of mind to those going into senior year or even those graduating, because I feel like if you're a senior right now and you're listening to this, it's also a good podcast to reflect to and make you think of everything that you've done this year. But back to my point, what I'm saying is don't be fearful of what comes next, whether you're graduating or going into your senior year. Life happens. And as simple as that quote is, it means everything. You do not have a single problem, something to worry about right in this moment. You may have something to worry about in the future or something that is for the future that you could worry about, but right in this moment, everything's fine. And that's how you should approach the next year of your life or the next big move of your life or even your life just now. We need to focus more on what we're grateful for and expressing gratitude so we can be more in the moment. As cliche as that sounds and cringe as that sounds, I think it's huge. And I just want everyone to know that even if it's a super hard year, we will all make it through. I know I said super sweet. I know it was very sweet. Just like I said, today was a very short and simple, sweet little episode. And the reason why is because sometimes the best advice is short and sweet. I'm excited to catch up next week with you guys with Kit Kat and then also introduce you guys to our new host. And I can't believe I'm kind of wrapping this up. This might be my last solo episode. I'm pretty sure it is, which is so exciting yet so sad at the same time. I'm looking forward to what's next in my career and life, and I've just been so happy to form such a great bond with the people who listen to this podcast. If you're not following me already, my Instagram is GraceCBrownie. So just Gracie Brownie. And then my fashion Instagram is StyledXGB. And yeah, you can follow me on TikTok too. It's the same as my real Instagram username, Gracie Brownie. I really hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Thank you so much for listening in. I'm excited to catch up with you guys next week. But thank you guys so much for being candid with me today. Bye.